At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Oh, what's your soul saying? Oh, is your world changing?
Sometimes escaping is just the best route to take. When something is getting crazy, escaping, protecting yourself, that's kind of a good thing. Facing and fighting something that you cannot take on or have no idea what it is you're taking on. Sometimes people fight with ignorance. In our next story, we hear about a man. He's out camping in the woods with his dog. Something comes out of the woods through the creek and right up to his tent. Was it something supernatural and evil, or something all too natural and still evil? Take a listen. When I think back to that night, all I feel is fear. My heart rate goes up, and I think that little jolt tears down my spine. It's telling me to run. I'll try to make this as short as possible. It was the fall of 2001, not sure of a precise date, but I know it was a Friday. I took my little brother camping in some woods near our house. We lived in the foothills of northeast Georgia, the very rural part of the county. We took our dog with us and just wandered down a trail that followed the creek about a mile and a half back into the woods. We set up a camp and built a fire ring. By the time we started getting firewood, the sun had started to go down in the sky, and in true little brother fashion, we started to get scared and wanted to go back. I wasn't going back after doing all that work, so he took off without me back home. I started a fire and hung out with my dog until it got dark, and once it got dark, I cooked some ramen over the fire and was ready to call it a night. This was before smartphones. So I was 19 and bored. I laid down in the tent, tried to make myself go to sleep. My dog was leashed to a tree to the left of the tent, and a tiki torch was lit to my right. The creek is about 10 yards to the left, and it goes straight behind the campsite as far as you can see. Just the creek with the steep hills on both sides. Out there on a moonless night like that night, I can only see in about a 15-foot radius with that tiki torch. I wasn't scared or freaked out. I grew up in the woods. I don't get scared. Just let me say that first. Well, there I am, lying in the tent, when my dog starts doing this low growl thing that I'd never heard from him. I'm thinking it's deer or whatever. Nocturnal animals are scrounging around, and I start to doze off. I doze off and woke up when he started barking. I'm lying there on my back, and I hear the shuffling of leaves way back in the woods, way back. Deer, I say to myself, just deer. I roll on my side, I fluff my pillow, and I tell the dog to shut the hole in his face, and I try to just sleep. Try shuffling. Just gets closer, slowly, but closer. I lay there for about 20 minutes until the shuffling is at least half a football field away. It still sounds like a deer just walking through the leaves. It doesn't alarm me. The steady pace is weird, though. Deer typically walk and stop and walk and stop, and this isn't stopping. Just a slow, steady shuffling of leaves. My dog is getting more and more aggressive by the minute, barking, growling, and pulling his chain so tight, I can hear it tightening like a wench on the tree. The sound of the metal links digging into the bark, and I can't lie, I was starting to get unnerved. The shuffling of the leaves got closer and closer, and then I heard it slide down the bank and splash into the creek about 30 feet away. Judging by the sound, I'm still in the tent, crouching by this point, quietly putting all my clothes and shoes back on. Once in the creek, it's bone-chillingly clear to me that it's a bipedal animal. It's a person. The stride doesn't break pattern. The same slow, deliberately paced steps. Person's walking up the creek, and it gets parallel to my tent, and the walking sound just stops. As I said before, the creek's about 10 yards to my left, and I'm sitting up in the tent facing the door of the tent. That yellowish-orange flickering flame of the tiki torch is my right side of the tent lit up, but peeking out the zipper, I don't see anything except black woods 10-plus feet out. The dog's freaking out, still trying to break loose, and I'm trying to figure out what to do. I had no weapons, not even a knife, and suddenly everything goes quiet. All I could hear was the sound of the creek babbling away. I lean in to listen for the dog, and I hear him breathing and sniffing and eating. Eating now? What the fuck? What is he eating? Fucking acorn? Those are my thoughts exactly. I was just frozen. And then I see this silhouette come up beside the tent, and he's eating something else. And I hear something. This against the front of the tent. I don't know why, but I unzipped the tent door just enough to sneak my hand out, and I felt around and picked up the object that just fell out of the sky, and it was a little piece of a hot dog. You could tell it was torn off. My heart dropped out of my ass, and my bones vibrated with the sound of it beating its way back into my body. Within that second, I felt a horrible sense of doom and evil, whatever this slow nightwalker was. In one motion, I unzipped the tent, sprang from its opening like that fucking squirrel thing from the Ice Age, unlatched the dog's chain from the tree, pulled that tiki if the ground, and in the words of Forrest Gump, I was running. Now, at one point, I could run a 100-yard dash in right at 11 seconds, which is quick, but I bet you I was running double that speed. Have you ever run with a tiki torch? It's terrible lighting. The flame was sideways. I looked back one time and I couldn't see anything except blackness, which made me speed up even more. I ran back home until I got on the porch. Before you think it was a friend messing with me or someone I knew or some kid pranking, no, no, and no. All have been ruled out. Whoever it was, they saw us earlier. Saw the dog, saw two young boys. All planned to come back in the dark with food for the dog to distract him just long enough. I know I escaped something bad that night. I don't think it was supernatural, though, but it was something, in my opinion, that's worse. Evil man.
Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories?
Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Extra value meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.